I'm looking at starting this new business, but there's this anxiety within me. And the anxiety is like, what if it doesn't work? What if I waste another 5 years of my life? What if I bring people along in this wild goose chase and it doesn't go anywhere? What if I get trapped in this edifice that I construct and then I pull everyone into this ship and then I have to pilot it and then it's not going where it's supposed to go or it can't make it there or there's no there there? Then how do I get off without like embarrassing myself, having wasted everybody's time and money and crashing it on the shoals, right? So these are the kinds of things that I still struggle with, anxiety, anger. And even when I think I'm super zen and calm and understanding, it just arises and it consumes me.
So let's deal with the second one first.
All right.
You know, when you were a kid and you had building blocks and, you know, you spent time building those Legos or some of them were Lego, some were just those loose building blocks that you build like a little tower out of. You know, you enjoyed building them, right? But
Yeah.
you know what you didn't enjoy? What you enjoyed 10 times more than building them was knocking them down. Okay? So what I would say is that as perverse as it may sound, I think that there is definitely a greater joy in destroying something than creating it. And the key there is not having something destroyed while you are trying to make it better, but consciously by your choice destroying it. Now, that same building that you had made when I was a kid and your brother came and knocked it down, well, that's just absolutely not. Then you were
Right,
going to
that's
go after
war.
him. That's
Right.
right. But because it wasn't your choice. Now, you were going to knock it down anyways, but that didn't matter, right? That was your building to knock down. Okay. I think it's the same thing here. The biggest problem and the biggest imprisonment with success and creation and art and whatever it may be is ownership. Ownership is a huge problem because whenever there's ownership, then what you're actually building is a self-image. You're building a self-image along at the same time that you're building the company. And that self-image is going to pop sooner or later. So the ultimate way in which to create something is to do it under the umbrella of self-forgetfulness, because then you're really free. And quite frankly, you know, you can wield the sword so freely when you yourself are wearing armor. When you yourself are exposed, then you're going to wield the sword very carefully. And while some will say nothing is wrong with that, the problem with that is that when you are wielding it carefully, you will not be able to wield it with the aplomb and the carefreeness that will allow you to achieve high art. When you have an armor on and you know that no matter what you do, you're not going to get hurt by it, then you can do whatever you want. And within that sort of relative carefree and cavalier sort of approach, magic happens. So,
This is true. This is true. If I was on Twitter and I had no self-image and I had nothing to protect, I would tweet 10 times as much and I would say all kinds of things that I can't say, right? Or if I was running.
but you wouldn't just say it just to say it. You would
No,
be
I would say
free
it
and you
because
would
it's
say good
truth. Yeah, I would
stuff.
be free.
Yes,
Exactly. Yeah,
that's
I've
right.
often considered having an anonymous account just so I can say all the stuff I
Yes.
want to say.
Yes,
Or it's, or.
I don't have, yeah, for me that filter doesn't exist.
Yeah.
You know, and to quite frankly, hesitation destroys the joy.
It does.
You know, to be proper and correct and make sure that no one dislikes it, there's no fun in that. The joy is actually in the self-expression. And so I think the attachment to the ownership of something and saying that it's mine, actually you are running with a parachute.
So let's go deeper into this, which is
Okay.
if I'm running a business.
Yeah.
There's an image that I use to attract people to
Absolutely.
work on the business with me and to raise money.
Absolutely.
And
Yes.
then if the business isn't going well and I say, well, that was, turns out it's a bad idea, so not knock the tower over. Or, okay, I understand the good part. The good part may be if I have no self-image, we need to pivot the business to something else. Or we need to do something very risky, even though it could be harmful for my image, we'll just do it anyway, right?
Yes,
Because as you
yes.
said, wielding the sword with the armor.
Yes.
But, if I need to shut the business down, if it's not going well, if I need to tell people that it's not going well, I'm just trying to work through this. Like, it does hurt my image because I used my image to start the thing in the first place. Doesn't it seem disingenuous to use your image to start something and then discard your image later?
Well, this is what I'll say. It depends what is okay with you and what is not okay with you. So, for instance, if the idea of being able to pivot whenever you want, regardless of image, if that, let's say that you could not pivot as freely because you were afraid that what that might do to image. Now, that would create an imprisonment. So the only question that remains is that imprisonment okay with you? I think it really comes down to what level of success that you want and what things you are willing and not willing to be imprisoned by. So if you were going to pivot and you had to explain, there is something in the nature of human beings that respects, whether they like it, whether they want to or not, something in the nature of human beings that respects indifference. Many times, human beings take cues from the human himself as to how he himself feels about it, and then they mimic that. Okay? So, for instance,
yes.
Let's say that a person says XYZ. Let's say a comedian. Let's say he says XYZ. Or let's say a guy was giving a speech at the business conference, says XYZ. And then he says, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. That was wrong. That was insensitive. Okay. Then the crowd was going to say, wow, that was really insensitive. I can't believe he did that. Okay. Now let's say he says the same XYZ and he doesn't give 2 cents about it. The crowd will mimic that as well. It is the nature of the human mind to mimic. It is the nature of the human mind to use the individual as the standard by which for them to judge whether they should judge him or not.
That's right.